Hello, this is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller. And today we're speaking with Stefan Rose. He is the General Manager for Global Telco Industry at IBM. And also Rakshit Mehta. He is the Business Development Leader for Global Telecom Industry. How are you both doing today?
Fantastic.
So before we get started, Stefan, can you give our listeners a little overview of what you do and in that part of IBM, which is a huge corporation?
It is a beast. My name's Stephen Rose, and I'm the general manager for the telco media and entertainment business. I'm also, for extra fun, TME and distribution. So that means I look after the business on the TME side, but what I also do is I get the opportunity to cross-pollinate between the TME business and the distribution business, so when we're figuring out what the future of telco looks like and how it applies, I can actually think about that also from an industry perspective as well. So, great opportunity for us.
It fits in very well with the publication, the Channel Daily News, because distribution and the channel for telephony, is that's what it's all about.
Hand in glove. Absolutely. There you go.
So, Rakshit, can you give us a little background of what you're doing there as well?
Yeah, so I'm Rakshit Mehta, and I build the telecom ecosystems and partnerships to drive our industry solutions.
That's one of the harder parts.
It is the very exciting part.
They set some high goals for you today or this year?
Absolutely. Lots of energy here today and lots of partners and ecosystem opportunities at play.
Okay, so let's go ahead and get started. So actually, you just announced the collaboration with Nokia. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what it means for the future of both companies?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I'm going to give you the broad strokes of, you know, where we're looking to go. Ecosystems is at the very center of our strategy, and working with players like Nokia and other network equipment providers, we've seen a shift as the willingness to go from old type of, you know, bare metal vertical type structures actually moves into a horizontal play on the cloud, and the willingness of those organizations to actually work with us. And then, of course, classically, we're moving also not only just from public networks, but also into private networks as well. And so we've been looking at those collaborations and making sure that our technology and their technology can come together and then operate on the cloud. So, you know, Rakshit, maybe you can also add a few words in here.
Absolutely. So Nokia is a leading technology vendor for the telecommunications industry. And their technology enables communication service providers to address consumers and enterprises in creating new revenue streams across these two categories, and especially with the 5G technology coming in. Our collaboration with Nokia that we recently announced focuses on the enterprise side of the opportunity.
So with this collaboration announcement, what drove it to happen now? I mean, what makes it so important right now that it's going on?
Yeah, I mean, again, we've seen, you know, adoption of private networks increasingly, and I think, you know, we will see a greater enthusiasm around this from a host of different reasons, you know, whether it be different organizations that really need to understand and explore around the potential in safety and productivity or efficiency type environments. But also with the advent of 5G, of course, then you get a different type of experience, and that type of experience can be converted into monetization. So I think the big shift in the last 24 months really is that we've come to understand the time and motion of an operational organization, whether it be a factory or whatever it happens to be, and how does or in what instances do private networks actually apply? And then when we really think about that going beyond just the basics of the private network, the connectivity solution, there'll be more and more and more complex orchestration, automation, analytics, AI, all sorts of complementary technology that can go with that. And that's an area that we're obviously very keen and very, very progressed in, and so we can obviously then complement that with Nokia's technology also.
So with the partnerships, who do they actually benefit, the carriers or the enterprise directly or both? And then how does it actually work as far as that goes?
Yeah. I mean, again, Rakshit can expand on this a little bit more in a minute, but ultimately our go-to-market is through the CSP, so we have great working relationships with the CSPs themselves, so of course we can take the solution to the CSPs, and the CSPs can then take that as part of their portfolio into the marketplace. And similarly, of course, Nokia has those relationships with the CSPs, and they're able to take them through. The most important thing about this collaboration is we're creating the market rather than actually just pulling in or sort of responding to demand. Yeah, the biggest change I think in the industry, in the way that the industry has matured, is also around the notion of co-opetition. Actually, I don't think it used to be that, you know, the CSPs owned the channel to the enterprise sector, but of course Nokia is very keen on pushing towards that channel now, and that makes a lot of sense. And actually, frankly speaking, if we can grow the market and then argue over the potential for market share later on, that's a better problem to have than actually worrying about who's got the right channel to market to begin with.
So Rakshit, how does it actually work then?
Well, if you look at, you know, where the confluence of 5G, AI, and edge play a role now, with these three technologies shaping various use cases on the enterprise side. You look at use cases in Industry 4.0 environments. Look at smart manufacturing as an example. Or you look at retail use cases where you're shaping the consumer experience in real time using technologies like AR and VR in the store that are being driven on edge infrastructure running on the back end with AI models and 5G connectivity. And these are some of the use cases we think we can help the CSPs address to their various enterprise vertical customers with our joint solutions.
Operators become more focused on the enterprise solutions. How does that come about, and is it the future for a telco?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think CSPs have become increasingly concerned with providing differentiated experience, and of course that differentiated experience needs to be broadly, you know, there are a number of categories. One is there is the broad universal connectivity that they need to have, and then of course there's going to be various other types of connectivity, both private but also the slicing experience that, you know, they'll be able to achieve over the next years. I think where they have become much better at is understanding where private networks coming versus not. Yeah, so that's the first issue. Second thing is learning, as I said before, the time of motion, and actually they've become much more sophisticated around the go-to-market as well. So they'll actually understand, we used to be much more concerned about quality of service and quality of experience. Actually, what they really need to understand in the future, and what they've become a lot better at, is characteristics of service and characteristics of services, whether it be latency or availability or throughput, or whether it be, you know, synchronous or asynchronous connectivity. Those are the considerations that actually then drive the use cases. And so they become a lot more expert around that, and that's where we see the proliferation of the technology actually apply.
Do you have anything to add?
So if you look at distributed cloud as an example, and look at it from a hype cycle perspective, it's going up the slope of enlightenment today, right? So it is really coming to a point where it gets distributed cloud, which is taking the extension of a hyperscaler cloud environment on-prem, and in context of CSPs, both sides of the radio tower, and bringing the value of a single pane of glass, a catalog of applications, and accelerating what consumption of application that drives is a key area that we are exploiting with our solution today.
Where can our listeners find out a little bit more?
IBM.com.
It's pretty simple.
Yeah, it is. But also Nokia's got announced a blog on this as well on their own website, both in terms of the partnership they're doing with IBM, but also with some of their other partners as well. So, I mean, that would be the first place to start.
This is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News, speaking with Stefan Rose, and I'm going to let you give your title there. That was a long one. What is it?
Yeah, Head of Telecommunications, Media and Entertainment and Distribution.
Okay. And then Rakshit Mehta, and he is the business development leader for global telecom industry. Both of you, thank you very much. This is actually an exciting market and basically target that you're going after. It's going to be huge. I mean, there's going to be so many of these micro private networks. It's going to be all over the place. So get ahead of the curve, and you'll be the leader out there. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.